Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 16, Praise of King Prithu by the Professional Reciters, Text 2. Nalam Vayam Te Mahimanuvarnane Yo Deva Varyo Avatatara Mayaya Venanga Jatasya Cha Purushani Te Vachas Patinam Api Babramur Diha Nalam Vayam Te Mahimanuvarnane Yo Deva Varyo Vatatara Mayaya Venanga Jatasya Chapaurushani Te Vachaspatina Mapi Babramurdiyaha Nalam Vayam Te Mahimanu Varnane Yadeva Varyo Vatatara Mayaya Venanga Jatasya Chapaurushani Te Vachaspatina Mapi Babramurdiha Nalam Vayam Te Mahimanu Varnane Yo Deva Varyo Vatatara Mayaya Venanga Jatasya Chapaurushani Te Vachaspatina Mapi Babramurdiyaha Deva Varyo Vatatara Mayaya Venanga Jatasya Chapaurushani Te Venanga Jatasya Chanvatani Te Vachaspatinam Vayam Te Mahimanu Varnane Mayam te mayimara marae Eva vayo mayimara maya Eva tasya marae Om te mahimanu varnane Vayo vatatara mayaya Chatasya chaparushanite te mahimanu varnane. Vaishnavis, Namaram te mahimanu varnane. Na'alam, not able. Vayam, we. Te, your. Mahima, glories. Anuvarnane, in describing. Ya, you who. Deva, the personality of Godhead. Varyaha, foremost. Avatara, descended. Mayaya, by his internal potencies, or causeless mercy. Vena Anga, from the body of King Venu. Jatasya, who have appeared. Cha, and Paurushani, glorious activities. Te, of you. Vachapatinam, of great orators. Api, although. Babramuhu, became bewildered. Diha, the minds. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The reciters continue, Dear King, you are a direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, and by his causeless mercy you have descended on this earth. Therefore, it is not possible for us to actually glorify your exalted activities. Although you have appeared through the body of King Vena, even great orators and speakers like Lord Brahma and other demigods cannot exactly describe the glorious activities of your lordship. Please repeat. The reciters continued. Dear King, you are a direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, and by his causeless mercy, you have descended on this earth. Therefore, it is not possible for us to actually glorify your exalted activities. Although you have appeared through the body of King Vena, even great orators and speakers like Lord Brahma and other demigods cannot exactly describe the glorious activities of your lordship. Purport. In this verse, the word mayaya means by your causeless mercy. The Mayavadi philosophers explain the word maya as meaning illusion or falseness. However, there is another meaning of maya, that is, causeless mercy. There are two kinds of maya, yoga maya and mahamaya. Mahamaya is an expansion of yoga maya, and both these mayas are different expressions of the Lord's internal potencies. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord appears through his internal potencies, Atma Mayaya. We should therefore reject the Mayavad explanation that the Lord appears in a body given by the external potency, the material energy. The Lord and his incarnations are fully independent and can appear anywhere and everywhere by virtue of the internal potency. Although born out of the so-called dead body of King Vena, King Prithu was still an incarnation of the personality of Godhead by the Lord's internal potency. The Lord can appear in any family. Sometimes he appears as a fish incarnation, Matsya avatar, or a boar incarnation, Varaha avatar. Thus, the Lord is completely free and independent to appear anywhere and everywhere by his internal potency. It is stated that Ananta, an incarnation of the Lord who has unlimited mouths, cannot reach the end of his glorification of the Lord, although Ananta has been describing the Lord since time immemorial. So what to speak of demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and others? It is said that the Lord is Shiva Varinchi Nutam, always worshipped by demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. If the demigods cannot find adequate language to express the glories of the Lord, then what to speak of others? Consequently, reciters like the Sutta and Magadha felt inadequate to speak about King Prithu. By glorifying the Lord with exalted verses, one becomes purified. Although we are unable to offer prayers to the Lord in an adequate fashion, our duty is to make the attempt in order to purify ourselves. It is not that we should stop our glorification because demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot adequately glorify the Lord. Rather, as stated by Prahlad Maharaj, everybody should glorify the Lord according to his own ability. If we are serious and sincere devotees, the Lord will give us the intelligence to offer prayers properly. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Trakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The verse again, the reciters continue, Dear King, you are a direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, and by his causeless mercy you have descended on this earth. Therefore, it is not possible for us to actually glorify your exalted activities. Although you have appeared to the body of King Vena, even great orators and speakers like Lord Brahma and other demigods cannot exactly describe the glorious activities of your lordship. So the Sutta and Magadhas, they're praising the character and qualities and activities of King Prithu. And, you know, Prithu has responded by saying, well, don't praise me until I've actually done something. But, you know, understanding he was an incarnation of the personality of Godhead, they continued their glorification of him. So, you know, sometimes, you know, we as devotees are put in the position of, you know, receiving some praise or compliment. Occasionally. And it becomes a question, well, how to respond to that. It seems like there are different ways you can respond. You can say, say if somebody praises you for something, some other devotee gives you some praise, you could say, well, actually, I'm most fallen, I'm nothing, I'm not worthy of praise, et cetera, et cetera. That's one possible response. Another possible response is to say, well, yes, but it's all the mercy of my Guru Maharaj and Krishna, like that. You could say like that. Or you could say, oh, no, it's you who are actually praiseworthy. It's you actually like that. Or you can just say, thank you very much. Haribo. Like that. So you have to decide what approach you'll take. Here, Srila Prabhupada says the word mayaya in this verse means by your causeless mercy. So sometimes, you know, people are given mercy with some cause. You know, just like sometimes, you know, a president or a governor will pardon, you know, some criminal. Usually because, yes, they've, you know, they've been very good in the prison. You know, they've they've been very repentant and so on and so forth. So for good cause, you know, they're given some mercy, you know, by having their sentence commuted, you know, and being released from prison or something. And generally that's the way things go in this world. You know, if somebody is, you know, like somebody on the battlefield, you know, throws down their weapon and surrenders, then they may be given some mercy or something like that. But that's not causeless mercy. So causeless mercy means you get mercy even though you don't deserve it. So Lord Chaitanya is a reservoir of causeless mercy. He's distributing causeless mercy because, you know, we fallen souls in the age of Kali, we don't deserve any mercy. Actually, our only qualification is we're the most fallen. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is called Patita Pavana, you know, deliverer of the most fallen. So causeless mercy means you don't deserve it. Then Srila Prabhupada explains some other meanings of the word, you know, maya. He said there are two kinds of maya, you know, yoga maya and maha maya. And maha maya is an expansion of yoga maya. So yoga maya is Krishna's spiritual potency by which he manifests, you know, the spiritual dimension of reality, the spiritual planets. It's the potency by which he carries out his spiritual pastimes. And it would be nice if that were all that there were, but because there are jiva souls who turn away from Krishna, Krishna has to manifest another kind of maya, maha maya. Krishna bahir mukahana bhogavanchakare nikatashta mayatare japati atare. When jiva soul turns from Krishna because of a selfish desire to enjoy separately from Krishna, then maya is there, maha maya is there to capture, you know, that soul and provide a place, you know, for that soul to exist and to provide pastimes, you know, for that soul to engage in, you know, the pastimes of janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam, the pastimes of birth, death, old age, and disease in the material world, pastimes that are accompanied by various kinds of miseries. You know, adi atmic miseries, adi bhautic miseries, adi daivic miseries. Adi atmic miseries are the miseries of the atma, or the self and body. Different kinds of diseases. Adi bhautic miseries are miseries caused by other bhutas, other living things. The miseries may come from plants, animals, viruses, bacteria. You know, they may come from other people. The French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre once said, hell is other people. That can be the case sometimes. We see people in this world cause all kinds of suffering to each other. And then there are the adi-daivic miseries, called in insurance policies acts of God, you know, earthquakes, floods, storms, wars, all kinds of things of that sort. So those, that is the function of Mahamaya, you know, to cause the conditioned soul to identify with a false material body, to engage the conditioned soul in all kinds of material activities, to deliver the results of karma, you know, to the conditioned souls, you know, to provide a false, not false, but temporary, you know, temporary material world for them to exist in, you know, to cover their vision of their own spiritual form, to cover their vision of the Supreme Lord and the spiritual world, so that Mahamaya is there. Daivahiyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. You know, Krishna says this Mahamaya, you know, is insurmountable. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. So as spirit souls, as conditioned souls in this material world, we're under the influence of ahankara, or false ego, which means we have some plan to enjoy in this material world. You know, we have our body, which is the instrument of our enjoyment. We're in this world, which is the field of our enjoyment. So we try to make some plan to enjoy, and we think we are actually the doers. However, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, no, you're not the doer. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha. Actually, you're being driven. You're being forced to act by the material nature, which exists in three modes, you know, the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. And according to our attraction to different modes of nature, we're forced to act. Ahankara vimudatma. But bewildered by false ego, we think we are the doers. And just because from time to time what actually happens kind of corresponds with our intention, then we think that kind of reinforces the illusion. But often we find that what happens is contrary, you know, to our desire. And then we begin to wonder, oh, why is this happening to me? You know, I wanted this to happen, but this has happened. So, really, the conditioned souls are under the influence and control of this Mahamaya. But Mahatmanas tumam partha daivim prakritim ashrita bhajantya nanya manaso getva bhutadi mavyayam, Krishna says. The devotees of the Lord, they come under the control of his spiritual potency, Yoga Maya. And the purpose of Yoga Maya in relationship to the souls who are trying to advance in Krishna consciousness is to gradually reveal to them their own spiritual nature, to reveal to them the form and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to reveal to them the spiritual world in all of its different dimensions. So, if we come under that influence, then Yoga Maya helps us. Tesham satta yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam didami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupiyantite. Krishna says, if you worship me, then I'll give you the intelligence how to come to me. And Yoga Maya helps us do that. So in the spiritual world, Yoga Maya is orchestrating, you know, all of, you know, the pastimes of Krishna. You know, she's personified as Parnamasi. And she orchestrates, you know, Krishna's pastimes with the help of her assistants. And under the influence of Yoga Maya, the associates of the Lord in Goloka Vrindavan and Krishna Leela, they even forget, you know, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in the material world, you know, Mahamaya is covering the perception of the conditioned souls, causing them to deny the existence or be unaware of the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But for the purpose of selfish enjoyment, apart from the Personality of Godhead. Whereas in the spiritual world, and in Krishna's Bauma Leela, his pastimes in this world, this same Yoga Maya, this Yoga Maya potency, covers the perception that Krishna is God so that these souls can serve Krishna with spontaneous love and devotion, untinged by this mood of awe and reverence that is there in Krishna's other manifestations. But really, as Srila Prabhupada says here, both, you know, Mahamaya and Yogamaya are manifestations of the same internal potencies of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada says that, you know, the Mayavadis want to say that Krishna in his various incarnations is a manifestation of Mahamaya, the material energy. And Krishna himself explains in the Bhagavad Gita that this is, you know, avajananti mam mudha manushim tanim ashrutam parambhavam ajananta mambhabhuta maheshwaram. Krishna says, yes, these are fools and rascals who say, yeah, when I appear, I'm just taking an ordinary, you know, material form. Fools and rascals, Krishna calls them. So when Krishna comes to this world, he comes in his original spiritual form and manifests his spiritual potencies. And actually, that's our only salvation, that Krishna injects himself and things related to him, spiritual sense objects, in this world. So therefore, Krishna comes in the form of his name, Golokira Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. This holy name of Krishna, it's coming from the spiritual level of reality. It's not an ordinary sound vibration. And therefore, by hearing the sound of Krishna's name, we can wake up to our original spiritual identity. Krishna appears in the form of prasadam. Prasadam is also spiritual. Yet by tasting prasadam, we can awaken our original spiritual identity. Krishna comes sometimes himself, but when he's not present in his avatar, you know, original avatar form, he can manifest in the form of the deity. And he's just as present in the deity as he is when he comes in other ways. So by seeing the deity, by serving the deity, we can become awakened to our original spiritual identity. And that wouldn't happen if these things were just material. If prasadam were material, if the deity were material, if the sound of Krishna's name were material, there would be no question of our being able to wake up to our original spiritual identity, you know, by chanting, taking prasadam, serving the deity. So, although Krishna is spiritual, you know, Srila Prabhupada says in this purport, he can appear in any way that he wants. If he wants to appear in the fish incarnation, he can do that. If he wants to appear in the boar incarnation, he can do that. But most attractive to the devotees are his is his incarnation as Krishna in his threefold bending form with two arms playing his flute. And finally, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that it's our duty to offer glorification and prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And prayers can be of many kinds. You know, they can be prayers of glorification, enumerating the qualities and pastimes of Krishna. Or they can be prayers where we are requesting something, you know, from the Personality of Godhead. Of course, the best thing to request from the Personality of Godhead is pure devotional service unto his lotus feet. And from that, if we have that, then you know, everything else will come. Liberation, opulences, whatever it is that is necessary for us to carry out our devotional service, Krishna will provide. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham. And so, was pointing out here that Srila Prabhupada is finally pointing out that we, just because great personalities like Shesha and the demigods are not able to comprehensively glorify the Personality of Godhead, doesn't mean that we shouldn't make the attempt. You know, sometimes we have that attitude, well, I'm so fallen, I shouldn't even make the attempt. But actually, it's our only hope. We make the attempt, even though our efforts are imperfect and we're not properly qualified. Still, you know, we make the attempt in order to purify ourselves, because that's the way we will become qualified. Okay, does anybody have any comments or questions? Yes, Brigapati.
Were you mentioning that the people here in the material world are influenced by Mahamaya, and in Goloka Vrindavan, they're influenced by Yogamaya. And I was just wondering, what about in the Vaikuntha planets?
In the Vaikuntha planets. Well, they're also influenced by Yogamaya there, but they worship Krishna in a mood of awe and reverence, but it's a higher, you know, principle, you know, to be worshiping Krishna in the spontaneous love and affection, as does, you know, Mother Yashoda. She's not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That would cripple her, the particular kind of love that she's offering Krishna, and the Vatsalya, pure Vatsalya Ras. So, by his yoga maya potency, all of the different pastimes are being carried out in the spiritual world. But most pleasing to Krishna are the pastimes of Goloka, you know, his associates in Goloka Vrindavan. Archita.
There was one sentence that seemed to be a little awkwardly worded in the purport, where Prabhupada says that although he was born from the so-called dead body of King Vena, there wasn't a so-called dead body, he was dead. It seems it should have been, although he was so-called born from the dead body of King Vena, instead of born from the so-called body, dead body. In other words, he didn't really take birth. I mean, he appeared. It was an appearance. King Vena's body was just the avenue for that appearance. So it should have been probably worded as, though he so-called took birth from the dead body of Vena, rather than took birth from the so-called dead body. Because the body was dead. I mean, there was no question of so-called.
Well, I don't know what his intention was there. I mean, maybe there's some deeper meaning that we're not able to discern about the body of King Venu, what it actually was. But I don't know. The sentence reads, although born out of the so-called body of King Venu, King Prithu was still an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the Lord's internal potency. So, anything else? Yes?
Thank you for your class, first of all. Okay. We hear a lot about the internal and external potencies of the Lord, and I was wondering if you could give the exact definition or distinction between internal and external, since Krishna is always the same.
Well, as Srila Prabhupada points out here, there are two kinds of maya, yoga maya and maha maya. Maha maya is an expansion of yoga maya, and both these mayas are different expressions of the Lord's internal potencies. So, in one sense, it's one energy. And in different places in his lectures and Bhagavatam purports, Srila Prabhupada points out it's like if you can have like an electrical engineer, he can take this one potency, electricity, and use it for different purposes. You use the electricity in one way, you can use it for heating. You use the electricity in another way, it can be used for cooling or lighting, you know. But it's all one potency, really. You know, this is something that, say, like in the world of science, they used to think there was something called electricity, and then there was something called magnetism. But then finally they discovered actually they're both sort of the same thing, but they're, you know, it's the same energy being deployed in different ways. So from Krishna's standpoint, it's one energy, really. But from our standpoint, you know, it affects us in different ways. And an example is that, you know, the government, you know, may run, you know, a prison house and a university. And from the standpoint of the governor, it's all the same energy. It's all money coming from the taxes that the state has. And, you know, the director of prisons is part of his administrations. The directors of the state university are part of his administration. So from the standpoint of the, you know, the governor, it's all the same potency, really. But from the standpoint of the ordinary citizen, it makes a difference whether you're in the prison or you're in the university. You know, big difference, and you perceive it, you know, in a different way. So really it's one potency, but it's Krishna deploys it in different ways under the control of different, you know, personalities, you know, for different purposes. Anything else? Swavas.
As a devotee, sometimes we say something is Krishna's mercy. Now, does that mean that Krishna, or is a devotee thinking that Krishna directly is there giving the devotee that mercy, whether it be good or bad? Or is it actually that the external or the internal potency of the Lord? In other words, obviously, people are worshiping Maya, the external potency of the Lord, and acquiring some good or bad results, so-called. So when a devotee, when something happens to a devotee, is it the external energy? Or is it, because I'm thinking that it means that in order to get the internal potency of the Lord, wouldn't one have to be a pure devotee of the Lord? So unless a devotee is a pure devotee of the Lord, is he actually getting the internal potency, or is it actually the external potency giving the effect to the devotee or aspiring devotee?
Ultimately, it is Krishna's mercy because you know, it's said that when one surrenders to Krishna, you know, especially, you know, coming to the point of taking initiation, that Krishna, you know, through the agency of the spiritual masters, is taking away, you know, the karma. And then you come under Krishna's control. even though there may be reduced reactions, you know, coming from some previous karma, still that's under Krishna's control. The devotees are under Krishna's direct supervision. Now, Srila Prabhupada would give the example. There's a difference between the position of, you know, like the, you know, an ordinary beggar in the street, and the, you know, like the king's son, you know, who may have temporarily left, you know, the palace. They're in different conditions. Or, you know, the example of the cat, you know, having the rat in the mouth, or the, you know, its own kitten. This is sort of a different sort of, you know, there's a difference, you know, between the position of a devotee and an ordinary conditioned soul that's just being pummeled, you know, by the material energy. You know, Krishna will allow us, you know, to experience some reduced, minimized reactions in order to correct us and encourage us, you know, on, you know, the path of devotional service. But even in terms of the material energy, if you want to say that, it's still, Krishna says, mayad yakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Even the material energy, it's under his control. But the devotees come under the influence of, you know, Krishna's spiritual potency. And even Mahamaya will help. The attitude of Mahamaya towards the devotee is going to be different than towards the, you know, the non-devotee. But to come completely under the shelter, you know, of Yoga Maya, of course, that's a very exalted position, but Krishna is trying to help his devotees come to that position. So ultimately Krishna is watching over his devotees, and ultimately it is Krishna's mercy, whatever happens to the devotee, if they're sincere and serious, like Srila Prabhupada is saying there. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.